today's gonna be a good day. All right, so it's 7 after the hour, and the good day is upon all of us. Let's hope. Roberta, would you say this is going to be a good day for you?
It's going to be a great day.
Jennifer Horn, is going to be a good day for you.
What she said.
What she said. I don't know if Heather is in the studio on the farm or not, because I don't know, Michael, whether you even try to hook up with her or not, because I'm not there. I'm in Los Angeles today to celebrate the occasion of my daughter moving on. It's almost like a graduate. It's kind of like...
It's her graduation almost.
moving on to what?
Kind of. She's moving to UCLA.
Oh.
She's been teaching at a private girls' school in the Valley for the past 6 or 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and has decided to move to the college level to teach instead of staying at the high school level. So she's been asked by the senior class to today address them and perhaps give them some food for thought. As mm-hmm. with the final convocation, oftentimes graduation, there's a speaker that comes in and gives you your pep talk, whether it's high school or college. And in this case, they asked Megan to do it. So Megan said to her father, "Dad, I would really like you to be there because, excuse me, I'm sure we'll have a few laughs and a few tears." And
you're going to cry.
No, I'm not going to. I was being theatrical. I thought it. Set it up that way. Perhaps
you're
going to
cry today. Don't
I probably will
lie.
Cry today. Oh yeah, I probably will cry today. For sure.
Water
but
worker.
Anyway.
There's so nothing that can make you cry worker. More than your kids and Charlotte.
Right. Exactly. And I don't have Charlotte with me right now, and so I'll cry at Megan. Brendan, of course, will be there to
make fun of you.
Actually,
hopefully,
pretty emotional about this sort of stuff. So he and I will be there along with Megan's husband Matthew, and it'll be interesting to see. She told me last night on the phone. And I could tell that she'd had a glass of wine because she doesn't do any better with it than I do. And she was saying, "I'm going to make them laugh, Daddy," which is, she's actually very funny. Richie remembers, she used to be on, both the children grew up sort of on the radio with me. And Richie and Megan used to get into these rip-snorting arguments about politics.
It was fun.
And well, she didn't think it was too much fun.
Oh, yeah. I like
but
it.
It's washed off on her now. And so, but the fun stuff, she has a great sense of humor.
She has a very dry wit. It's very funny.
Right. Yeah. And I refer to her laugh as a horse laugh, which she has just this big, ha-ha, kind of, ha-ha, one of those laughs. Anyway, and so, tomorrow I'll report to you. Meanwhile, today...
FYI.
What is important, yes.
No woman ever likes to be compared to a horse.
No.
Even if it's just the laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Well...
She's very hearty. A very big laugh.
A big laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll remember it as a big laugh. Big laugh. So, we have later on in this hour the Queen of Cheap visit. Roberta does some special deals from whom, Robertsky?
Oh, we've got all sorts of deals today for money off on shoes, Jennifer.
Love shoes.
Shoes. We also tell you how to get Jamba Juice cheap and Quiznos cheap and free MP3s and free Dunkin' Donuts and all that stuff.
All right, so free stuff coming up in the next half hour on Good Day, along with the television report, which celebrates the winner of American Idol, among other things, Jennifer.
It does, but I'm going to have to tell you some bad news about Lenny.
Oh.
Lenny who?
From Lenny and Squiggy.
Who's Lenny and
Squiggy?
No.
Michael McKean. It's not that bad.
Oh, the fat guy? Okay. Woman?
He wasn't fat. Lenny and Squiggy,
he
was
tall
a tall one.
They're like greasers.
They were.
On what show?
Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, they're going back to that. Oh, I thought
bad
you were talking
about
something.
Bad news about Lenny. Lenny
is
tell you.
Has Lenny assumed room temperature?
Yeah, I knew exactly what she was talking
because
about.
Because you're so smart, Richie.
No, it's because I'm a loser and I watched all those shows.
I love it. Okay. Plus, I'm going to tell you about the most violent shows on TV.
Cool.
And a new life for a drama that was canceled this season.
All right, so from the bad news department, might as well get it all out of the way. Hewlett-Packard says it's laying off 27,000 workers, which is 8% of its workforce. It's restructuring its business. That restructuring means things are not good if they have to restructure the business. I was talking to one of the flight attendants last night, an American, flying out to Los Angeles. We were kibitzing as we... I see the same crews often. excuse me. And this lady always spoils me with two desserts and two cookies and two things of nuts and stuff like that. So we have
She gives you double nuts and
yeah,
double
she gives
cookies.
Me double nuts, double desserts. And I've been going back and forth, like up and down like a sea. So every time I go on a trip, Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, I put on 3-4 pounds. And I'm sure it's because I don't say no to 2 bowls of ice cream and 2 cookies and stuff like that. But it's fun. But you know what? It's fun. You're sitting there. I caught up on, the legal show with the two guys. It's called Suits, which
okay,
I find
mm-hmm.
quite an interesting show. Yeah. And then, let's see, I had 2 episodes of something that's about a woman who runs an agency in Washington.
Scandals.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that show existed, Jennifer.
It just started about a month ago on ABC.
Really?
It was a late starter, but it's back for another season next year.
That is
and
pretty
it's
hot
about,
show.
Yeah, it's like a PR a crisis manager
right.
who helps
had
the president in more
the
ways
president.
Than one.
Right. How many people have seen that show? Anybody else? Jennifer? I mean, Roberta, have you seen that show?
I think it's pretty good.
No,
Richie? It's actually, yeah, no, it's quite.
Yeah.
See, the stuff that's on television that you don't have time to watch oftentimes, and I like the dramas. So they have these little, they have, what did I call them before? The TV box? But I
yes.
referred to them before as.
Those little personal
a little,
TVs
yeah, personal,
that you can
yeah,
watch. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they catch up on a couple of other NCIS episodes, and because they're only 40 minutes long, there's no commercials in them.
Mm-hmm.
You can. I that's the only place
yeah,
I watch.
Yeah, speed right through them.
Downton Abbey. That's where I discovered Downton Abbey.
Downton. Uh huh.
Yeah, which is actually a pretty good show itself. So anyway, catching up on those things are fun.
There
and
was a
right.
line in Modern Family.
And the guy next to me, Richie, is
yeah.
watching the Gina Carano Carano movie.
Oh,
your girlfriend. Friend.
Yeah. Now, didn't she get? I think she has a part in one of the. She's in the next. Is it the not the Avengers? What's the other the Expendables? Are some she's one of the players.
Yes, she did get yeah. She
yeah.
just
she's going to be introduced as the female action hero. That's really looks like she could play the part. In essence, all right. So we got that taken care of in a moment. The story of a man from Philadelphia who got an extra deposit in his Wells Fargo account.
Mm-hmm.
The stories at DougStefan.com. I don't mean the kind of deposits they leave the dogs leave
my
in front
favorite
of your
dummy
house.
Of the day. I love
yeah,
it.
This is the dummy of the day. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption? You'd like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. Ha ha, it's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. There's styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Game's only select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th. class. If you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for
13... Wait a minute, 13th, yeah. Today's Thursday. I got the T right anyway. It's the 24th of May. This is the Good Day program. All right, let's all close our eyes. Unless you're driving, please don't close your eyes.
Then don't, please.
And imagine your bank account. Everybody right now, Roberta, I want
look
you to think
look how cute
about
you are.
Your bank account.
You teeny tiny
little baby.
I want Jennifer to imagine her bank
little
account.
Little teeny baby, I love you.
All right, Richie, I want you to imagine your bank account.
look at your 1-0.
All
right,
oh,
now imagine yourself waking up
my
this
bank
morning.
Account is an indirect result of your bank account.
Yeah, that's true. Probably all you can say that. Yeah. Anyway, and mine is a direct. Mine's a direct result of George Bush and what happened in 2007, 2008. All right, and before. Anyway, imagine yourself. No matter how good or bad your bank account looks right now, you wake up this morning and you check your balance online, and you find there's $70,000 more there than there was when you went to bed last night.
Check it out! You're spending like crazy.
So that's what the guy in Philadelphia did, Richie.
He did.
He spent $70,000.
He bought a golden retriever.
What?
He bought a golden retriever. He bought a car.
Made out of real gold?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He accidentally spent the money, he said. Which was accidentally deposited in his bank account.
Well, the dude had $35 when he went to bed, and he woke up with $70,000. Even an error.
Yay! So, the poll today at DougStefan.com, if your bank accidentally deposited a large amount of money into your account, Nancy, are you listening? If maybe you can help me out with this. Nancy Devine is the person in charge of my account at the Friendly Framingham Cooperative Bank. If your bank accidentally deposited a large amount of money into your account, what would you do? A, spend it. B, hang on to it in case they discovered it was a mistake. C, point it out to the bank so they can resolve it.
Yeah, right.
And D, withdraw the money and close out the account. All right, which would you do, Roberta? Spend it?
Probably, no, number two. I would just kind of let it sit there and see what happens.
Okay. Richie, what would you do?
I would like to think I'd let it sit there and see what happens, but I know I'm a moron, and I would go to the bank and say,
oh, my goodness.
I'm with you.
What is wrong with you?
All right, and then Jennifer?
Yeah, same thing, Rich. I'd like to think that I would just let it sit there, but I know me. I'd go and say, I think there was an error because I have $70,000.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you. And the teller's going to look at you like, are you a moron or something?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yesterday, the poll had to do with the selling off of the vial of President Reagan's blood. 36% said it was a disrespectful outrage. You know, it was like the number one trending thing through much of the day yesterday. The sale of President Reagan's blood. Good God. 21 after on Good Day.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, I reached into the refrigerator, and there was a half of a Three Musketeers bar from when I was here a couple of weeks ago.
Ew.
It was a little stale.
Ew.
And it was a little cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
eating it?
Well, I just swallowed it. I'm okay now.
It's
time now for us to review American Idol last night. The winner was crowned, and I guess before we get to that, Richie, we ought to have the first song from the top 12. The two finalists, Phil Phillips and Jessica.
The ones I always can't stand when they all sing together. It's like the Partridge Family.
Runaway Baby. You watched this, Roberta?
Yes, I did.
Anybody else watch it?
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, you were going through the living room.
Taekwondo, and my wife had it on as she was putting the kids to
bed. This sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, I just kind of like go away and do other things during the group numbers because they're just so horrendous.
Right,
but I wanted to see Aerosmith and I wanted to see J-Lo perform.
Did Aerosmith perform?
Yes. Yes.
Matter of fact, Richie, I'm looking for the... they had a tribute to Robin Gibb there. But I don't see the Aerosmith. Oh, there it is. Richie, cut 2420.
Okay.
You want to play the Aerosmith? A couple of those songs.
I love it.
I do too.
So did Tyler go up and perform with him?
Oh yes, of course. Yeah.
Right.
Fabulous.
Alright, so after they were there, Richie, play cut 2421, which is Phil Phillips and Jessica Sanchez performing together.
Schmaltzy,
but,
you wanted a gag.
All right, so then let's go to Ryan revealing the winner, Richie, which will be the next cut, 24-22.
For the final time, dim the lights, Kieran. Here we go! After a record-breaking 132 million votes.
He's so good at this.
He is good at it.
The winner of American Idol.
When we come back.
Oh. 11 is Philip Phillips.
Boo.
No, he was great. He's supposed to perform his song, at the end, and he couldn't go through it. He just started crying, and he just put his guitar down and went down to his family.
24-23, play the next one.
Yeah, he just basically just took his guitar off and walked away, off the stage.
Just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place sure.
You can hear the confusion in there.
I'll be
the sympathy vote going in, and he has the teenage girl vote.
Yeah,
I mean,
she couldn't overcome the teenage girl vote. And I'll tell you, quite honestly, the song they wrote for him was way better.
Yeah,
way better than the song they wrote
for
him.
Yeah, that's a pretty good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very Mumford and Sons.
So, Richie, do you have the audio? Let's the 24-16 of the two former contestants, Ace Young and Diana DeGarmo, getting engaged.
If we get through this, listen for the sponsor for the free ring. Listen.
Give it up for Ace and Diana. It was a few years ago, wasn't it? It's amazing what can happen out of this show.
Yeah, they're just walking up on the stage now. We're not going to be able to get to it. So basically, Ace and Diana DeGarmo from 3 or 4 years ago are dating, living together, and he decides to propose on stage. And while he does, he says, "Diana, with a little help from Ed Webb Jewelers." It was hysterical.
Product placement.
28 after on Good Day.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
ABC Tonight. It's a night of dance and romance.
Hey!
First, it's down to Dancing's Final Four. Their last chance before the season finale.
There's no room for mistakes.
Dancing with the Stars live. Then, Fall in Love Again. The single mom who captured America's heart on The Bachelor is back.
I don't know what I did to deserve all these great guys.
You're Emily.
The Bachelorette season premiere. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade.
Mitt Romney proposing a voucher style.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli will have her Queen of Cheap report in a moment. Then Jennifer Horn will fill us in on the news other than Phil Phillips winning American Idol. Heather Bachman has joined us. Richie, I was interested in how you were after Patch.
I know.
Oh.
I thought about you all day yesterday.
No, thank you.
So sorry.
It was tough. It was tough. My wife is a just crying mess.
Oh.
Sean...
For those who didn't know, Rich's dog, Patch, 12 years plus, was put to sleep yesterday.
You go in and it takes about an hour from the time you get there to the time it's over, but when they actually do it, it's fast. It's very fast.
Did you go in with him?
Oh, yeah. We were there, me and my wife,
through the
Janet,
whole thing.
And then our friend Laura was there with us. They put the catheter in, which is the hard part. And he was nervous, but he's always nervous when we go into one of the rooms in there. But then once they put the injection in the catheter, within 30 seconds, he lays down, and he just looked like he just laid down just like he always does. And within a minute and a half, 2 minutes, he was gone.
How were the kids? How did you handle things with them?
We had told our kids this past weekend that, it was his time and that he wasn't feeling well and that, it's just it's the better thing for him to go to heaven and to not be in any pain with his hips and his legs and his, foot and all this stuff. My 8-year-old son took it pretty hard. He cried a lot that day,
Did you let him stay home from school, or did he?
No, he was fine. He was fine. By the next day, my 5-year-old daughter, she didn't really get it yet, so she wants a fish. Does this mean we can get a fish?
Fish.
But the cutest thing is my 8-year-old son built a memorial to Patch.
Aww.
Yesterday. He took the sofa pillows and stacked them up, and then put an Afghan over top of him and put an American flag in the middle.
Oh,
and then
Patch was such a patriot.
And then went and got a fan and put it behind the flag so it would be blowing.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
then
goodness.
He had us all write notes to Patch and he put them
That's
around.
That's so sweet.
That's very, very
wow.
sweet.
So what do I do with the body?
You can get it cremated if you want.
We're having him cremated separately. You can either have it one of a couple ways. They'll either just dispose of the body. That's
free, and it's included in the price. Or you can pay like $100 more and have him cremated with a group of other dogs. Or you can pay a couple hundred dollars more and have him cremated with by himself. They clean out the kiln or the
dog. Yeah, that's gross.
And
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
why?
And then,
why is that gross?
To put him in with a bunch of other dogs and then you get everybody else's dogs?
Yeah, but some people don't. That's okay.
I know, it's
with
expensive,
them.
I guess.
Well, they can keep each other company.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh. But it was $417. It was $97 to do to put him to sleep. And then another couple hundred dollars for the, you know, thing, and then they
so
get the box.
So you did him by himself, cremated
by
himself.
We did him by himself, yeah. Yeah, so we'll get the box, and they cut off some of his fur. And
Save
some of his fur. Sure.
Yeah. Did you cry?
So they gave you some of the
fur?
Did
I cry?
Yeah.
Like a five-year-old girl.
I knew you would. Now, let me ask you this, because your dad recently passed, but it almost seemed, I almost feel like losing your dog, I mean, I feel like you made peace with your dad leaving.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was harder for you with the doggy.
You know, my dad, because we had found out that he had stage 4 cancer and was going to go through six.
Probably.
You know, my dad was a smoker, so I've been preparing myself for years.
Right.
That at some point this was going to happen. You didn't know when, and I hoped it was 10 years later, but you knew it was going to happen. Patch the same way. I mean, when you get a dog, when you get a pet, and you love that dog, you know you only have a limited amount of time. You're lucky if you get 9 to 14 years. That's the easy thing. Mm-hmm. So you have to set yourself up for, you know, this. It doesn't make it any easier, but you have to be prepared for it. And if it were up to my wife, we would have never done it because she just couldn't do it.
Right.
She couldn't bring herself to do it. But I knew that he was in pain. I knew he wasn't feeling good. And the only time he really wasn't in pain is when he was just laying on the floor and you'd walk by and he'd wag his tail and thump it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the morning when I'd leave, he'd be laying right up against the front door of the house, and I'd have to wait for him to slowly get up and move away from the door so I could get out of the house. And you just know that's not good for him. And to watch him just slowly fall asleep in 2 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And to look at him after he was dead, he was just lying there and it just looked like he was sleeping. It was so peaceful.
So what will you do with his ashes when they're returned?
I don't know whether we'll display them or just, you know, whether we'll put them on the mantle or something like that. It comes in a box. You can't really tell what it is. You know, it's just a little decorative box. But
it's
I'll certainly
fertilizer.
Keep them. What's that?
It's good fertilizer.
It's good fertilizer.
You know what my dad did? You know, my dad's dog passed away last year. And again, I think of you with Patch, like my dad with Taylor, because, you know, that for a while is your sole companion. I mean, you had your dog before you had your family, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like your soul, you know, you come home to the dog. And so when my dad's house was flooded last year, he actually sprinkled some of Taylor's ashes in the house as they were rebuilding it so that he'd have them on the floor.
Up
like
the water?
No, just underneath. When they replaced his floor, he put him, Roberta.
Oh.
He put the ashes underneath before they put the hardwood floor on top.
Because
the dog really liked, I mean, the dog was happy in that house and in the yard. So, you know, he sprinkled a few in the yard, sprinkled a few under the floor, and kept a few.
We fertilized the big oak tree on the 14th hole of Montgomery Village
Golf
Club with my dad.
Well, okay, I told Tom, if I go, just cremate me and just, you know, put me with my parents. Just, you know, put the ashes in the ground and plant some daffodil bulbs.
We're not doing that with you.
What are you going to do? Are we launching into space?
No.
I'm taking you to New Orleans. Yes. And
a friend of ours did that. He took his wife's urn to New Orleans, had a great party, and she was there. And then he went on the paddle boat and dumped her in the Mississippi.
You know how many people illegally dump people everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's how foolish the laws are.
It is foolish.
You
I
can't
was breaking
bury
the law
your...
I spread my dad's ashes around the oak tree.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Why can't you bury your father next to the oak? Well, that's what you did. You took the ashes. And so what difference does it make whether you stick a body in the ground or the ashes on the ground? It is such
nonsense.
It'd be
illegal to do that at the cemetery.
It's another way of the government clipping you. For all kinds of fees and things
would I want some guy just walking into the local park where my kids play and thinking this is a good place for his wife and just bury her there? Probably not.
Right. If he dropped the ashes on the same place and they blew away or they went into the ground,
the ashes, I wouldn't mind that.
Heck, there's dead people's ashes all over New York City from 9/11. What do you think the dust here is?
It's still all over the buildings.
You're breathing people's ashes. Still,
I'd rather breathe in
that. What's
that
old
some of the
ashes all fall down? Was that game?
Ring Around the Rosie.
All right, it's 19 before the hour. We better get to Roberta's report. The Queen of Cheap has some really special deals. Check them out at DougStephan.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Doug. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, these first two are just for you, Jen. I put these here knowing that you would be here. Famous Footwear, an extra 20% off your entire purchase in store or online. And we have all the instructions and the coupon codes for you at DougStephan.com. And Shoe Carnival, they've got a graduated coupon. In other words, $10 off of $50, and you can go all the way up to $40 off of $200 purchase. So these are good through the Memorial Day weekend. So if you're looking for shoes or sandals or something, here's a way to save mucho bucko.
Looking for shoes, something? What do you
mean? Shoes or sandals or something, or boots,
something,
or flip flops, or, you know, something.
I'm going to have you committed before you die. I'm going to just have you committed.
I am already committed.
Yeah,
I'm committed to you,
Doug. To me, thank you very much.
I think at the place you can also buy, when I say something, you know, hosiery and pocketbooks and all sorts of stuff like that, too. Now, as you do all this walking around in your new shoes, you're going to get hungry and thirsty, so we have a coupon for you from Jamba Juice, a 16-ounce smoothie for just $2, and we tell you how to get that. And Quiznos has a special deal going on, $2.99 combo meal. You get your sandwich, you get your drink, and you get your chips all for $2.99. Now, we were telling you about a 99-cent Amazon credit. Well, we've got another one that's just good for today. It's a $2 MP3 credit. So what that means is they've got a lot of albums on sale for $2.99. So with your $2 credit, you can get an entire album for 99 cents. They've got Lady Gaga, they've got Bon Jovi, Black Eyed Peas, all sorts of great albums if you want.
The junk.
Yeah. No, it's not the junk, it's the really good stuff.
Yeah.
So you can get these albums for 99 cents, and we tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com. And just a reminder that June 1st, next Friday, and we'll tell you again about it, is this is National Donut Day. And if you buy a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, you'll get a free donut. Donuts.
This is Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
And the car dealers around the country have started their Memorial Day blowout sales. And a lot of you listen to the radio stations, people that are tuned in right now, you'll be hearing a lot of ads for betting big deals on cars. Kelley Blue Book projects auto sales will reach 1.4 million units this weekend. So far, 14 million cars are being exchanged. So between new cars and used cars, that's a lot of cars. And the first part
there
of this
is.
Year, that's a lot of cars. So that gives you some idea as to what people are prioritizing to do with their money that they're not using to pay their mortgages.
No.
That's where it's going. 16 before the hour. In a moment, Jennifer brings us some of the details of other items on television besides just the American Idol finalist going to Phil Phillips. But there are some other items that are, including a Big Brother. I saw this story on The Suit. Jennifer, maybe you can update us on that. And who's dating who, the usual garbage. And Smash knocked some people out. Did you see that, Jennifer?
I did. They knocked off four people for next season.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in a moment.
That's
here.
In the report, yeah.
All right. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day. Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew
knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Furniture Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like the Elliott Microfiber Sofa, only $699, or the Ricardo Leather 3-Piece Power Reclining Sectional, $3,999. Our Tahoe 3-Piece Queen Bedroom Set with 3-Drawer Chest, only $1,199. And the Grove Hill 7-Piece Outdoor Dining Set, just $1,499. Save on all furniture now at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255 always connects with us here on the Good Day program. All right, so Jennifer, you have a number of items. Let us get to the hottest of the hot.
Okay, well, we have to talk about Lenny and Squiggy because I gave you quite the tease earlier in the show.
Did.
If you remember Michael McKean, he's been in a lot of movies lately, and he is best known for playing Lenny in Lenny and Squiggy. He had a little problem yesterday. He could have used Squiggy's help. He got hit by a car.
Oh.
He was out walking. Luckily, he's okay. He's going to make it, but he had a broken leg during the accident, so he's still in the hospital getting, you know, recuperating from that. But he's going to miss a performance for the first time in his career because of the accident. He's on Broadway right now in Best Man, and he's never missed a show ever in his life, so this will be his first missed performance.
Wow.
Okay, speaking of being hit by cars and violence, there's a new report out by The Hollywood Reporter naming the most violent show on television.
All right.
And the winner is, with an average of 25 dead bodies per episode, Spartacus. Vengeance is the most violent on Starz, followed by HBO's Game of Thrones.
So, yeah, I would have thought that would be, yeah.
Of the study, of the 40 television shows that they studied, there was an average of 132 dead bodies in a single week that we watched on TV. Yeah. If you want to see something clean, you can watch Revenge, because of all the shows they checked out, that was the cleanest and the safest among the series that they did. Also, if you want to see something violent on regular TV, not on cable, Nikita is the most on regular TV.
Is that right?
Can check that out.
This is obviously since 24 has gone away.
Exactly. Right. That was probably up there.
Yes.
All right. Also, good news, if you're a fan of the show Pan Am, it was canceled by ABC, but now, it's true to trend, it might have a new life on Amazon. Amazon is looking at creating original programming, so they're looking into bringing back GCB and Pan Am.
Wow.
So that's kind of good news. NBC Smash has made a huge cut. They've cut Raza Jaffrey, Jamie Shapiro, Brian D'Arcy James, and Will Chase, all from the show for next season. They may come back for one episode to wrap up all of their storylines.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jennifer did a great job, everybody. Think she did a good job. Let's a round of applause. For Jennifer Horn on Good Day.
Woo!
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it, ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah, we stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep, they called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
It's time now at 53 past the hour for the Fortress of Free Speech, Tom Kreidler.
Well, at least a fortress of free speech about your home improvement project.
Right, exactly. He's the co-host of the Money Pit radio show. It's the home improvement radio show so many of you listen to every weekend. And with Memorial Day upon us, many of you are going to roll out your grills for the first time. Roll out the grillers. We'll have a barrel of fun. So Tom, who doesn't sing, thankfully, I don't want anybody to show me up.
One bad singer's enough.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're right.
Will is here to review the grill safety checklist to make sure that your old grills are good enough, and if they aren't, throw them in the pool and get a new one.
Well, you know, Doug, a lot of folks think that because they use their grill for Labor Day and maybe beyond, it's perfectly fine for Memorial Day. But the truth is that over the winter season and the fall season, a lot of things can happen. So what you need to do is this. Take the grill apart. Take the grates off. Take the lava rock out. Now, if you've already gone through one or two seasons with that, it's a good idea to replace it. It holds a lot of grease. It deteriorates and clogs the burner. So replace those rocks. But the most important thing,
where do you get the new rocks?
You can buy them in any home center hardware store.
Really?
They sell them, yeah.
They can get your rocks off in the hardware store.
You can take your rocks out and put new rocks in.
Hey.
Now, listen, the most important thing is this, the burner. And it's the thing that people usually don't look at. But that burner can develop rust, cracks, holes in it. And even something I think is even more surprising is it can develop insect nests inside of it that can cause gas explosions.
Really?
What happens is you get spiders. That will, cool, huh? Yeah. Not if it's your eyebrows getting burned off, my friend. But spiders will nest inside the Venturi tubes. Those are those tubes that go from the burner over towards the gas lines. And the web is just big enough to keep the gas pressure from getting through. And so it builds up and you get that big bad whoosh. When you fire up the grill, and that can be very, very dangerous. So make sure you take the burner out, run the hose through it. That will clean out any web that is in there and make sure that it works properly. And, again, check it for cracks. Also, take a look at the hoses. You don't want any cracked hoses. You can use a solution of 50% dishwashing soap, 50% water. Brush it over the connection on the hoses. Look for any bubbles that would indicate a gas leak. And so do those things now so that when you do start it up, it works properly the first time and it's not dangerous.
Hey, Tom, one thing that I always would do while you have that burner out and you're cleaning the spider webs out of it, take just like a Brillo pad and scruff up the top where the holes are, where the gas comes out, because they do get greased up and clogged up.
That's true. But now, let me just mention, Richie, that earlier this week there was a guy that went to the hospital because he used a wire brush to clean his grill, and a bristle broke off and got stuck in his stomach after he accidentally ingested it with his next hamburger or steak. So it's okay to use those brushes on the burners.
Right, on the burners.
But don't use them on the grill themselves. Okay?
All right, so if you have a grill and it passes the safety check, you're A-OK. If, however, it does not, you may want to find a place to, so many different places you can buy a grill. The box stores have them. Your local hardware store has them. And, frankly, I say this often, even though big box stores are handy because they have everything, the prices are not always the cheapest at the big box stores. In fact, I have a couple of hardware stores that I patronize, Tom, and I invariably spend less money. I bought a box of 100 bolts the other day at the Ace Hardware store, a 3-inch by 5/8, and we were putting a greenhouse up together on the farm.
Yep.
And they were at the hardware store about a buck less than they were at Home Depot.
Yeah, because the Depot sells them individually, and the hardware stores very often sell them in the big boxes.
Yeah, right. All right, so how do you buy a new gas grill if you need a new one?
Well, keep the claims in perspective. Now, there's a lot of great sales right now, which is a good thing. But a couple of things that you want to look for. First of all, the Consumer Reports folks did a report this week where they suggested that you should keep the infrared claims in perspective, that infrared burner that's so popular on grills these days. They say that they've never found that one cooks better than another, or even not having one. So you may want to pass on the infrared burners.
Yeah.
Also, think beyond BTU. Very often people will buy grills based on how many BTU it burns. But remember, the more BTU it burns, the more fuel it's going to burn. And having more BTUs doesn't necessarily mean it's going to do a better job. So only buy what you absolutely need. Don't overspend on the BTUs. You're not going to get your dinner cooked any more quickly.
Right. You get your bank account cooked a little more quickly. That's about it. All right, so there's the story. A lot of great information. Check out moneypit.com. And you can find it, actually, if you want to go to DougStephan.com, look for Tom's picture in the contributors box. Positive.